Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Buying Beeky here is a real decision with real money on the line. We're not guessing, we're running the MarketSnap valuation model and letting the numbers lead. And let me tell you, this one is a fascinating puzzle because the stock tells a very different story than the business. So let's set the stage. KE Holdings, better known as Beeky, trades around $17.70 a share with a market cap of roughly $19.5 billion. This is China's dominant integrated online and offline platform for housing transactions. Think of it as the Zillow of China, but with way more skin in the game. They actually run the brokerage network, the agents, the whole ecosystem, not just the listings. But here's the thing that jumped out at me immediately. The stock's beta is negative, negative 0.3. That means this thing moves against the broader market. And over the past year, while the S&P has been grinding higher, Beeky is down slightly, and over 5 years, it's down more than 10%. This is a stock that's been through the ringer. So what exactly is Beeky? Founded in 2001 and headquartered in Beijing, this company runs a massive network that connects homebuyers, sellers, landlords, and tenants with real estate professionals. They also provide home renovation, furnishing, and other emerging services. And they're not small. Nearly 120,000 full-time employees. The business model is built on a flywheel. More transactions lead to more data. More data leads to better matching. Better matching leads to more transactions. And that flywheel has helped them become the go-to platform for housing transactions in China. Now let's get into the revenue engine. In 2022, the breakdown was pretty clear. New home transaction services brought in about 28.7 billion RMB. Existing home transaction services, that's the resale market, came in at about 24.1 billion. And emerging services, which include things like home renovation, contributed around 2.8 billion. But here's what's interesting. The mix is shifting. The existing home business is becoming more important relative to new home sales, and that's actually a structural positive. New home sales in China have been under pressure from developer defaults and slowing demand, but the resale market has been more resilient. That's a shift that rewards Beeky's platform model. Now let's talk about the numbers that actually matter. For the full year 2025, revenue came in at about 94.6 billion RMB. That's up slightly from 2024's 93.5 billion. But here's the catch. Net income dropped from about 4.1 billion RMB in 2024 to just under 3 billion in 2025. That's a meaningful step down. And the second quarter of 2026 tells us more. Gross transaction value hit 933.8 billion RMB, up 6.3% year over year. So the top line is growing. But the profitability picture is more complicated. The company is investing in new initiatives, and those investments are chewing into the bottom line. The Q1 2026 earnings call gave us a clearer picture of what's happening under the hood. Management reported non-GAAP operating profit of 1.67 billion RMB, which actually showed some resilience. But the tone was cautious. They're focused on enhancing operational efficiency and profitability while navigating a challenging housing market. The key message was that they're not just trying to grow at any cost. They're being disciplined about where they deploy capital, and they're increasingly focused on the existing home market where they have a stronger competitive position. That's the kind of strategic clarity you want to see from management in a tough environment. Let's dig into the financial statements, because there's a lot going on here. The balance sheet is solid. Current ratio of 1.7, quick ratio of 1.64. They've got about 16 billion RMB in cash and equivalents, plus another 60 billion in total investments. Debt to equity is low at 0.22. This is not a company at risk of financial distress. But the income statement tells a more nuanced story. Gross margin is around 24%, which is decent for this business. Net margin, though, is only about 5.4%. And here's the worrying part. Free cash flow went negative in 2025. Operating cash flow was negative, 366 million RMB, and after CapEx, free cash flow was negative 957 million. That's a big swing from 2024 when they generated over $8 billion in free cash flow. Now, some of that is working capital timing, and some is investment. But it's worth flagging that the quality of earnings has deteriorated. The return on equity is only about 7%, and return on invested capital is around 4.5%. For a company trading at 27 times earnings, those returns need to improve. So let's lay out the SWOT. Strengths: dominant market position in China's housing transaction space, an integrated online-offline model that's hard to replicate, a massive data advantage, and a fortress balance sheet with low leverage. Weaknesses: profitability has been declining, free cash flow turned negative in 2025, and returns on capital are modest. There's also the overhang of China's property market downturn, which has been brutal. Opportunities: the shift toward existing home transactions, home renovation and furnishing as new growth vectors, and the potential for market share gains as weaker competitors exit. There's also a real possibility that as China's property market stabilizes, Beike emerges stronger on the other side. Threats: continued regulatory uncertainty, macro weakness in Chinese real estate, competition from platforms like Anjuki and 58.com, the risk that the housing market downturn lasts longer than expected. Now let's look at the chart. Over the past week, Beike is down about 1%. Over the past month, it's up 8%. 3 months, up 6.7. 6 months, up 7.8. So there's been some momentum building recently. But the longer-term picture is sobering. Over the past year, the stock is basically flat. And over 5 years, it's down about 11%. The stock has been range-bound for years, and the recent bounce is encouraging, but not conclusive. One thing to note: the stock is trading around 1770, but the MarketSnap fair value model suggests a value around $13. That means the stock is trading above what our model considers fair value. But I want to be careful here, because this is a name with a lot of moving parts. All right, here's my honest take. The MarketSnap model output for B looks noisy. I'd caution you not to hang your thesis on a precise fair value call here. The model is flagging some concerns, and the fair value estimate swings a lot depending on your assumptions. If you disagree with our inputs, plug in your own growth or discount rate assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com. But stepping back, here's what I actually think. Beike is a quality business in a terrible market. The platform is dominant, the balance sheet is strong, and they're making the right strategic pivot toward existing home transactions. But the profitability picture has deteriorated, and free cash flow going negative is a real yellow flag. The stock is trading at about 27 times trailing earnings, which is not cheap for a company with declining margins. The forward PE looks more reasonable at around 15 to 16 times, but that assumes earnings stabilize and grow. That's a big assumption. There's also a dividend here, about 1.6% yield, which is nice, but not a reason to buy on its own. So my verdict is this: Beike is a show-me story. The business is fundamentally sound, but the market is waiting to see if management can translate that dominant position back into growing profits and positive cash flow. If they can, the stock has real upside. If they can't, the current valuation leaves little room for error. What do you think about Beike? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.